Could Your Witch Wounds Be Holding You Back? By Rachel Skoltok, Angel Medium. Do you sense an invisible force stopping you from stepping fully into your purpose and your power? Do you have big dreams but equally big self-doubts? Have you felt a real fear about speaking your spiritual truth, developing your healing, intuitive or artistic gifts, raising your prices or going for it with your spiritual business? These blocks and fears can be the result of something called the witch wounds. The witch wound is the psychic trauma that all women, and I would also say non-binary individuals and men too, some men too, carry after millennia of invalidation, disempowerment, and abuse. Patriarchal culture has systemically invalidated the feminine gifts like intuition, embodiment, collaboration, emotional intelligence, healing, and I would also add art to that. The witch wound is what rears its ugly head when any awakened woman has the audacity to put herself out there as her authentic, powerful, healing, intuitive, witchy self. It gets even more triggered when that same woman decides to charge what she's worth for those gifts. This is from Healing the Witch Wound by Natalie Ann Taggart. Does this resonate with you? It certainly did with me when I first read it, and it continues to. Here's how your witch wounds could be showing up in your life. A crippling self-doubt and a lack of self-confidence. Imposter syndrome. Who am I to do this? And this will come up every time you're about to do something that's aligned with your purpose and your power. Keeping yourself financially poor or stuck in a draining situation such as a boring job or a toxic relationship. Endless delays and procrastination about making positive changes and stepping onto your soul's path. Deep fear of being rejected, judged, trolled, persecuted, humiliated for stepping into the spotlight, claiming who you really are. Anxiety about charging appropriately for your work or charging at all. Worry about people judging you or saying, "Who do you think you are?" Invisibility, a terror of being seen and heard as a spiritual healer, teacher, psychic, therapist, author, artist, or even someone who has spiritual beliefs. A resistance to following through on your purpose, perhaps attending a training course, starting or growing your business, even starting a new project in your business that you know is going to attract more abundance. While we are all a lot more awakened than during the witch trials in the 1600s, nowadays we have internet trolls, family, friends, and our own unconscious fears to activate the witch wounds and keep us stuck. These are collective wounds which hold you in a pattern of powerlessness and fear, and they're trying to make you feel safe, but they're actually keeping you horribly stuck. The best way to heal them for yourself and others who get to read your book or come to see you in your business or hear you speak is to recognize that you have them and then release the energy, the fear, and the karma so that they can no longer control you. A few years ago, while teaching my Angel Communication Certification program, one of the group collapsed in tears, shaking uncontrollably. She was rigid with fear and she couldn't name what she was feeling. I tuned in and I saw clairvoyantly that she had a witch wound from a painful past life memory. I told her what I saw and it resonated with her completely. The whole room had goosebumps. Then I helped her to release the fear blockage and the past life that was still attached. And afterwards, she became calm and she looked so much lighter and happier than before. I'm happy to say that she went on to build a thriving spiritual business. That deep unconscious witch wound had held her back for a long time. She confessed to having cancelled many healing courses and programs over the years. As a teacher who trains lightworkers to open their psychic channels, awaken their healing and intuitive gifts, and step into their purpose, I've seen this story play out hundreds of times. The best way to free yourself is to identify and release the fear and then take the action steps towards what you want, even if it feels unsafe. sometimes if you try to move forward towards your dreams with these unconscious saboteurs running the program behind the scenes, it's kind of like trying to drive your car with a handbrake on and two flat tires. You might do all the right things, press all the right buttons, but you won't get very far. And this is because your fear will find every excuse to keep putting your soul's path aside, delaying, blocking, and putting everyone else and everything else ahead. And this is because your fear mind believes that by keeping you small, invisible, unsuccessful, that it's really keeping you safe, it's protecting you, but it's not. It's keeping you stuck with excuses, distractions, dramas, doubts, and overgiving, which wounds are traumas, and they're living not only in your mind, but in the collective consciousness too. So if you keep wondering why you are finding yourself repeating old patterns, struggling to break through your barriers, stop beating yourself up and start to heal your witch wounds. Isn't it time that you finally got around to starting that course, launching your business, writing that book, healing your health, earning the money, and living the life you truly deserve and that your soul came here to live? Let me help you to release your witch wounds. Here's a couple of ways I can help you. Next week, we have the Understand Your Past Lives attunement with Archangel Raziel, which we're going to do some work to release witch wounds and other past life trauma and karma to free you. If you're listening to this after the live event, you can still pick up the replay video and audio and do the healing work. Number two, would you like to train as an angel communication practitioner? This program will not only take you through the journey of training you and expanding your psychic energies to communicate with angels, I also include a lot of healing. Because people have witch wounds, they have these subconscious saboteurs that are holding them back. And I've noticed in the 21 years of doing this work that doing psychic work, helping people develop their gifts, their fears come up to the surface. It's like a detox. So that's why I always include four healing sessions in this program and a lot more, by the way, as well. There'll be bonuses, there'll be extra little bits of healing that we do at the lives to help you so that you are not only training, but you are 100% ready when you finish that program to step into your power and your purpose. Doors are about to open. You can join the wait list and be the first to know when they do open. And or you can contact me for more information, use the form at the bottom of the Angel Communication Practitioner page. There's also an audio on this page, at the bottom of the page to listen to, which has a bit more information about the witch wounds. And you can opt to book a healing session with me. You just need to send me an email and tell me how I can help you, and we will schedule a session. I'm sending you love and angel blessings. Thanks so much for being part of my angel community in whatever capacity you are. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next week for more angel inspiration.